From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Huge explosion rocks northern China. At least 17 people were killed and hundreds more injured when a shipment of explosives blew up at a warehouse in the northern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday, sending massive fireballs into the night sky. There's been no immediate explanation for the series of blasts, although official state media say they are believed to have occurred in a warehouse for hazardous materials. Many people are believed to be trapped in the warehouse. China is allowing the value of its yuan currency to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. A weaker currency could boost China's economic growth by making Chinese-made exports less expensive for foreign buyers. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon took action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. He asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye, a longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer.
To victims, I say we stand with you. Please come forward. Please feel safe in knowing that we will do all we can to respond to these outrageous crimes.
Mr. Ban said that he could not articulate how anguished, angered, and ashamed he is by repeated reports of sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without resolution, but UN envoys said the parties are determined to reach an accord and a unity government within 3 weeks. Libya is split between two governments supported by armed troops fighting each other. The internationally recognized government is in Tobruk, the Islamist-backed government in the capital, Tripoli. This is VOA News.